Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 21 to 24. Punching it home. Punching it? What was the it? It's Moses delivering the covenant again to Israel, just before they go into the promised land. Here he is going over the great principles of the revelation of God to this people, taking Israel out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, giving them the law at Sinai, that tremendous visitation of God, and then their failure again and again, their failure at Kadesh Barnea, the leading through the wilderness, and now here, after these 38 years, 40 years, they're poised once again to enter the land. And Moses is about to die, and he knows that. He won't be allowed to go into the land, and so he reiterates the covenant, Deuteronomy, the second giving of the law. Punching it home, punching home the doctrine, punching home the teaching, repeating it, reinforcing it, stressing it, making sure that the thing is fixed. I'm reminded of Spurgeon when he said, don't hit a load of tacks into people when you're preaching. Hit one great 6-inch nail in, clench it over, get it in there, you know, make sure the point is made. This is a very, very serious business, says Moses. This is not a game. This is not a diversion. This is not a hobby. This is not something we take up as a pastime. We're not watching a video or a TV program. Stark realities are staring us in the face. And I'm about to die, he says. Now, but they're staring you in the face. This is your life. This is your heritage. This is your responsibility. This is your privilege, this great covenant. Now, we've had all this before. But this man does not mind repeating these realities. And we need reinforcement. Do you know why? Because we're slow to learn. As Christ said to his disciples on the Emmaus Road, oh, you slow to learn. And you'll get it in the Gospels. Christ repeatedly told his disciples that he was going to suffer. Over and over again. And they still didn't know. They still didn't know. They still didn't recognize it. When it was staring them in the face. Well, what are these things he's punching home? 21 to 22, Moses himself will not be allowed to go into the land. Now, that's how serious it is. I sinned, I failed, I stumbled, you caused it, you brought it about to me, but nevertheless, I sinned. I'm responsible. This is what he's saying to the Israelites. And the Lord was angry with me. And because of that, he solemnly swore that I would not cross the Jordan. And he drives it home. He's told them before, and he's telling them again. Oh, we've heard this. Yeah, you've heard it. Now listen to it. If you disobey God, the least transgression, there is a cost. I know we're in the new covenant, and I know the blood of Christ washes us from all sin, but this is a serious business, being a child of God. Secondly, I won't enter the land, but 22, you will. The Lord your God is giving it to you as your inheritance. The sovereignty, the mercy, the bountiful gifts of God. Now, this is yours. It's your privilege. It's your responsibility. It's your life now. Thirdly, it's the end of all your worries. No, no, it's not. You have to keep the covenant, verse 23. I will die in this land. I will not cross the Jordan, but you are. Be careful. This is, you get the same thought here. This is a solemn business. Be careful not to forget. He's in the negatives. He means positively remember. And he doesn't only mean remember. He means apply. Work it out. Remember the covenant. Do not forget the covenant of the Lord your God. It's not something we dreamed up. It's not we've been out of committee about it. God has revealed it to us. Remember Sinai. Remember the awful, full of awe, revelation of God at that place. Let him make with you. And don't make any idol. No idolatry. We've had that before. And we'll get it again. We get it throughout the Old Covenant, and we get it throughout the New. No idolatry. pagans are taken up with idols, and so can believers be taken up with idols. Nothing must come between me and God. Man-made. Be careful not to forget. Do not make any idol in the form of anything the Lord your God has forbidden. You make it. No, don't make it. Let's have this man-made religion, whatever we want to call it, this man-made idolatry, this man-made scheme. Let's have it done with. We don't want man-made. We want it God-revealed and God-empowered. And the solemn judgment, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. Ah, well, that's the Old Testament, that's the Old Covenant. No, it's not. Well, of course it is. But how about Hebrews 10:27? How about Hebrews 12:28-29? How about 1 Corinthians 3:13-17? Well, what's all that about? Read it for yourself and see, my friend. And you'll see that the same principles, indeed, in one of those places, this passage is quoted. I think it's Hebrews 12:28-29. Our God is a consuming fire. Everything will be tried by fire. The Lord our God is a jealous God. He will not permit any rival. I must not have a rival. What can my rival be? Preaching, writing, evangelism, this, that, or the other. Anything and everything can be turned into an idol. God must be Alpha to Omega, first to last. No compromise. No half measures. We must yield to these things. I remember when I was newly converted, my mother was entertaining a neighbor. She'd come to see us from where we used to live. And my mother must have told her, David's become, whatever she said in those days, a Christian. She wasn't converted herself then. And this lady said to me, it's all very well, David, but don't take it too far. Don't take it too far. You can't take it far enough, my friend. You can't take it far enough. Am I addressing unbelievers? This is a very serious business. This is not a hobby. This is not a joke. It's not something you take up if God is speaking to you. And he is through his word. If he's warning you, and he is in his word. If he's promising to you, then yield to him now. Seek the Lord while he may be found. It's a serious business. And the same goes, of course, for me as a believer and for you as a believer. May God give us grace to have it punched home in our minds, as it were, in our hearts, but above all, in our lives, for Christ's sake. Amen.